This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Even as the scramble is on to find a vaccine effective against the Zika virus, a report out today in the journal Science says researchers have made some progress in finding a treatment for Ebola using antibodies found in a survivor of an Ebola outbreak back in 1995. It's not a vaccine, but it is a treatment anyway. There is still no licensed Ebola vaccine, despite a couple of them getting fast-tracked during the outbreak last year. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Michelle Alloy looked into what happened with some of those vaccine trials.
In a nondescript office park outside Atlanta, researchers at Emory University's Hope Clinic are running tests on blood and plasma. The samples come from people who received an experimental Ebola vaccine, which made it to a final trial in West Africa. But it arrived a little late.
We were unable to have enough cases, which is a good thing.
Emory's Dr. Mark Mulligan helped lead some of the early human studies of this vaccine, now licensed to the big British drug company GlaxoSmithKline.
We're glad that the cases went down, but for the vaccine, we didn't get to answer that all-important final question, does it protect?
This vaccine is one of two that actually made it to a final large-scale trial during the outbreak. The other did show early evidence that it protects against Ebola. Just a few weeks ago, the Global Vaccine Alliance, Gavi, announced it would pay American drug company Merck $5 million for that promising vaccine. Merck's Dr. Julie Gerberding, speaking on a panel at the World Economic Forum, said the deal would help bring the vaccine through final licensure. But even that's not expected until sometime next year. As Gerberding explains,
good science takes time.
Emory's Dr. Mark Mulligan says other vaccines can still get licensed without another outbreak. The university's researchers are still monitoring those who were part of their trial. Mulligan says the lab is about to start work on another vaccine trial, a Johnson & Johnson product that just squeaked into West Africa for early studies.
The upcoming clinical trials that we'll do in humans will be important to establish the safety of the vaccines against Ebola and that they produce an immune response.
To prove that final question, does it protect? Mulligan points to what's called the animal rule. That means the vaccine will need to show it protected animals from infection, since it wouldn't be ethical to expose humans to Ebola. Dr. Ann Schuchat is deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It ran vaccine trials in Sierra Leone, one of the three countries hit hardest in the outbreak. Schuchat says the animal rule is necessary for finding diseases like Ebola.
They might or might not be perfect predictors of what happens in humans, but for things that are quite rare or, you know, things like bioterrorist agents, the animal studies can be very important.
Back at Emory, a different division is leading a team of 10 labs studying the blood of the four Ebola patients treated at Emory's hospital. These researchers are trying to find antibodies and immune cells, the things in the body that help a person fight a disease.
So our interest is both from the side of, okay, let's make something useful that can be given to people.
Carl Davis is a research associate at the Emory Vaccine Center.
Also, let's understand what happens early on in a viral infection so we can maybe understand how to try to trigger those same kinds of responses to get longer lasting vaccines.
Davis says their studies are mostly in animal trials right now. Still, why keep putting all of this effort into developing new Ebola vaccines if there was one that seemed to work pretty well, the one being developed by drug company Merck? One reason, that vaccine is specific to Ebola Zaire, the strand that caused the outbreak. But there are others, Ebola Reston, Ebola Sudan. There's also Marburg, a virus similar to Ebola. If one of those causes the next outbreak, doctors might need a different vaccine to help stop it. In Atlanta, I'm Michelle Alloy for Marketplace.